A friend of mine recently had a bridal shower thrown in her honor. I typically don't go to bridal or baby showers. They just don't interest me. But I knew I was going to miss the wedding. I figured I'd only know about five people, and I was right. I figured I'd have to introduce myself 20 or more times to strangers, and I was right. I figured they'd play a few corny games, and I was right. I figured it'd be awkward and I wouldn't enjoy myself, and I was wrong. I actually had a great time. The food was good and plentiful. Her friends were nice and welcoming. The histories about how they all met were sweet. The story of how she met her soon-to-be husband was adorable, and our team won the grand prizes that day. The best part? At the end of the party, we all went around the room and shared wisdom and prayers for her coming marriage. Seeing the light and love glowing from my friend in the company of all the women she loved, and being one of those women, was a moment to remember. It was so rich with compassion and well wishes and genuine gratitude and sincerity. I had never experienced that particular kind of joy before, and it made me think of all the invitations I had turned down over the years. That joy was a reminder that friendship isn't always convenient, but it should always be constant. You can't hide from it when you don't feel like being bothered or leaving the house or would rather close yourself off from the world. Our presence matters, and it can make any single moment in life more enriching and full and beautiful by just showing up.